In lots of parent-child relationships, things are left unsaid. In this StoryCorps interview, a mother and son tackle some big questions and come to understand each other more fully. Mark Terry asks his mother, Toni, about the challenges she faced when she got divorced, accepting her sexuality, and how her family came to accept her and her partner, Dee Dee.
One of our very good friends and neighbors, they had four boys. One of the boys was gay. He came out. Well, actually, they found out in the military, and they kicked him out. Literally kicked him out. And he had a relationship with this guy, and I was scared of him. I was a teenager, and I was afraid of him because of the way I've been taught. Years later, they were the only ones I could talk to who understood. I went to them many times.
I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. Why you decided to, like, leave Dad and, like, or found Dee Dee?
It was coming before all that. I always knew that it would end. I just wasn't sure how to get out of it.
When did you know, though, like, the relationship was just kind of, like, stagnant, that you knew there was no hope?
When Gage was two.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The one thing that I'll never forget is Gage coming into the house. He was 5 years old. He had been with your dad, and he said, Dad said, he's not worried about whether you get back together, because y'all are going to get back together. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you'll never make anything of yourself. You've never worked, and you'll never be able to make it. I thought right then, you watch.
Yeah.
And so I guess I dug my feet in, and I did everything I could to move up and got a good job and ended up making more money than he did.
Yeah. I'm proud of, like, what you've done so far and, like, where you're working and you're happy, and you've established what, like, a career woman is for me and what women deserve. When did you feel comfortable at telling your mom? Did you ever able to have a conversation?
Dee Dee was there when Robert was sick. And he didn't want anybody bothering him, touching him, taking care of him. We were sisters, and it was weird. And he let Dee Dee start taking care of him because she was an outsider, and it was okay. She got really close to him. Felt like he was her brother, too. I think the family started accepting her then.
Yeah.
And Mama loved her. Mama came to love her during that time. When he died, we weren't there as much, and Mama would say, when is Dee Dee coming to see you? We haven't seen her in a while. Why don't she drop by sometime?
Yeah.
And that's when I knew she'd finally accepted her.
As I grew older, like, I realized that we had taken so much of your time and your happiness because you were trying to provide us happiness. And I just wanted you to be happy again. I don't think if anything that you opened our mind up and you allowed us to accept a bigger part of life and responsibility, and if anything, like, you helped me be a better man than anyone else has.
That means a lot to me. I never knew that. I never saw it.
Because of what I saw you do and be a parent, it made me be a better parent.
The one thing that kept me going was you and Nick and Gage. Y'all were the most important part of it. Somebody asked me not long ago what was my greatest accomplishments, and there was no thought. It was my children.
We love you.
And I love y'all too. Y'all are my life.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.